بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ليس الشديد بالسرعة، إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. متفق عليه. We read this hadith yesterday also. This, and we are in the chapter of Sabr. This hadith in which Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a strong person is not one who wrestles his opponent to the ground, overpowers him and has the better of him, but rather in reality a strong person is one who controls himself at the time of anger. Of the ulama have written various lessons that we learn from here. One is that we have to learn to control our anger. It isn't just that I've got a temper and we just live with it, but it is farz upon us that we learn to control this temper and this anger, and that we vent it in the right way. That is what pleases Allah, there we use our anger. Which ulama have written, like for example, if somebody interferes with our wife and we say that now I make sabr, I don't say anything and I don't have any anger, that is totally wrong. That is a place where a person must show his anger. Similarly, which we don't understand today, somebody interferes with our deen and talk wrong about deen, etc., whether it is outside people and particularly from the Muslims, from ourselves, people who talk against various aspects of deen. And deen should be the dearest to us, and there a person should show his anger. This anger is loved by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like when going in jihad, a person must have that anger, then he will be able to fight against the non-Muslims. But if he has got no anger, how will he be able to fight? That these people are plundering the deen of Allah. They are doing all wrong things and we don't have any anger. Anger must be for that which pleases Allah Ta'ala. And that anger which displeases Allah, like taking out anger wrongly on one's wife, on one's workers, on one's children, that displeases Allah. That has to be controlled. Otherwise, in the right places, the anger has to be shown. And in fact, in the right places, even if a person is not angry, but he must show himself as an angry person. And in the wrong places, there a person must control himself all the time. So one of the points is that this anger has to be learned. How do we control this anger? And it's not just going to be happening because we just feel that I must control my anger. A definite effort is required, and this is the islah of a person, to correct a person's spiritual life. And for that, we need a guide, a teacher, who will teach us how to go about it. And when a person does what he is supposed to do, and his anger comes under control, he himself will see what great benefits he has. Himself, when a person becomes angry, his blood pressure goes up, sugar levels go up or down, his physical health is impaired, his mind is not in order. Like a person who is under the influence of liquor, is intoxicated, that person, everywhere he is a dangerous person. If he has to drive a car, how dangerous isn't that person? Similarly, a person who is overtaken with anger, and it is on record, how many people with their anger, they actually commit an accident. They drive into another motor car. It is recorded as an accident, but really that was murder. That person went and he committed suicide. If he died, others died, he is guilty of murder in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, though it will go down as an accident, all just because of that anger. In the house, if a person is an angry person, fighting with his wife, his children, the workers, he makes that house which was supposed to be a haven, a jannat, he makes it into Jahannam. And everyone is upset. There is no happiness in that house. There is no happiness in that person's life. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala, what a great Nabi Allah has given us and taught us, that really a strong person is he who controls his anger. And this has to be learned, and we have to make an effort to control it. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we understand the importance of this, not only anger, but qualities like pride, qualities like jealousy, qualities like false accusation, having bad thoughts about other people. All these bad things, when they go out of our lives, we become very pleasant with ourselves. Whoever we are around with, they are also happy and they like to have us in their presence. But if we have got all the wrong qualities, we are unpleasant with ourselves. Even if we are alone, we are unpleasant. We go into a state of depression also. And the people that we are around with, they also are unpleasant. They dislike us. They don't want to be in our company. Whether it is the wife or the children, they also don't like us. Like commonly, an old person also, his anger usually becomes very quickly angry. So we'll find that the grandchildren, etc., are also not happy in his company, because he's shouting all the time. He's taking out faults all the time. Therefore, this is a very important thing that we have to learn to control and correct our spiritual life. May Allah give us all tawfiq.